You know, it's funny how much stuff we see online every single day trying to get our attention right.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
ads and emails and notifications. It's like it's almost overwhelming.
It is a lot.
But what if I told you that one of the best ways to cut through all that noise is actually go old school?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, we're talking like direct mail, but not like the direct mail that you're thinking of.
Like what we're used to getting all the time.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So today's deep dive is all about how to use those little pieces of paper to make a really big impact. And we're going to be pulling insights from this Pell Hughes document.
Okay.
And their approach is really interesting because they figured out a way to use all the data that we have online, you know, like all that tracking data,
Right.
to actually create hyper-personalized physical mailers.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is pretty interesting because, I mean, yeah, you think about it, we are just bombarded constantly by digital ads and marketing. And, you know,
Right.
a lot of times I know I just tune it out.
It's just noise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So to think that, you know, something that's kind of a throwback almost
Right.
could be making a comeback now, it's pretty
Yeah,
fascinating.
it's like this blast from the past that cuts through all the noise because it's physical. You can hold it in your hand, it sits on your counter.
You're more likely to look at it, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this isn't just about randomly sending postcards to everyone on your mailing list.
Okay.
This is targeted and strategic. We're using data to make sure we're reaching the right people at the right time.
And that's where Pell Hughes comes
Exactly. So they're all about data-driven targeting. They want to pinpoint the website visitors who are most likely to convert.
Okay.
And they actually focus on the top 5 to 6%. So it's a smaller group.
So it's very targeted then.
Very targeted.
Yeah.
And that gets to the mechanics of how this whole thing actually works.
Okay. I'm really curious about that. Like, how do they actually connect those dots between someone's online activity and sending them something in the mail?
Yeah, so let's say somebody's browsing online. They add a few things to their cart. Maybe they've been looking at those same pair of shoes for like a week.
Right.
How does that translate into them actually getting something in the mail?
Yeah. How do they know where to send it?
Right.
All those things.
Exactly. So it's all about tracking those online actions. Like, so let's say you're an online retailer. You notice that a customer has abandoned their cart
Right, which happens all the time.
all the time.
Yeah.
So direct mail retargeting allows you to send them a personalized postcard
Oh, wow.
that might remind them about those awesome shoes that they left behind and maybe even sweeten the deal with a discount code.
Oh, that's smart.
Right.
So it's like a little
A
nudge.
little
It's a
nudge.
reminder.
Exactly. And Pell Hughes actually talks about how it doesn't even have to be an abandoned cart. It can be all sorts of online actions that can trigger this.
Like what?
So how does this actually work in the real world? You know, Pell Hughes, in this document, they have this really interesting case study about a clothing company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, XYZ Clothing. And I thought it was such a good example because, you know, the online fashion market, that's a tough one to stand out in.
Oh, it's so saturated.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing something online.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see how they use this direct mail retargeting to cut through the noise.
Yeah, me too. 'Cause it seems like it'd be a good fit for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what do they do?
So they had a couple of goals that seemed pretty common, I think, for a lot of e-commerce businesses.
Okay.
They wanted to increase conversions, of course.
Right.
They wanted to get at least a 2.5 ROAS, so return on ad spend.
Okay.
And they also just wanted to build like a stronger brand recall. They wanted people to remember them.
Of course, because you know, you think about how many brands you see online. It's like you said, it's so saturated.
Yeah.
You've got to stand out somehow.
You really do.
So, yeah.
But anyone can say that they want to boost conversions, right?
Right.
But I'm curious about how they actually use this online data
Yeah.
in conjunction with direct mail to make this happen.
Okay.
So they didn't just like take their email list and mail everybody on it.
Right. That would be a lot.
That would be a lot.
And kind of defeat the purpose of Hughes
Exactly.
here.
Exactly. So they were really strategic. And you'll remember that Pell Hughes emphasizes like over and over again that you really want to target the top 5 to 6% of website visitors
Okay.
most likely to convert. And that is exactly what XYZ Clothing did.
Okay, so they really took that to heart.
They really did. So
Yeah.
they segmented their audience based on website behavior.
Oh, that's smart.
Right. So somebody who's just kind of browsing new arrivals, they might get a different postcard
yeah.
than someone who like keeps going back to the same product page.
That's really smart. So it's very like you're tailoring the message
exactly.
to that specific person.
And I think that makes sense from just a pure cost and efficiency standpoint.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you're sending fewer mailers, but to a much more receptive audience.
Exactly. And probably more effective that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then there's the mailers themselves. Like, what did they actually look like?
Yeah. Were they just like generic postcards, or did they actually put some thought into them?
Okay. So they didn't just slap a logo on a postcard.
Okay.
They actually put some real thought into the design and the messaging. Mm. So they had high quality product images, like the kind of stuff that would catch your eye if you were scrolling through their website.
Well, that makes sense.
Right.
Okay.
And then they sweetened the deal even more. They had limited time offers.
Oh, smart.
To create that sense of urgency.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Right. So it's like, hey, remember that cool thing you were looking at?
Right.
Well, now you can get it with a discount, but don't wait.
Exactly.
Right.
Limited time only.
Exactly.
Oh, I like it.
So good. So far right.
Yeah, this is good.
But it gets even better because remember how Pell Hughes was talking all about personalization?
Yeah, how'd they do that?
It really makes you think though, right?
It does.
Like in this world of everything being instant, right?
Right.
Maybe a little effort goes a long way.
Yeah.
Like getting a birthday card in the mail, it just hits different.
Oh, totally.
It feels more meaningful than just getting an email.
Yeah, it feels like they actually, you know, took the time to think about, you send it.
Exactly.
Which is nice.
It's that human touch, right?
Yeah.
And in a world that's becoming increasingly digital, it's like this reminder that you're not just a number, you're an actual person.
Exactly. It's like you're a valued customer to them, not just
right.
another sale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So thinking about this, I'm kind of curious what sort of online actions you think could trigger a mailer like this?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been talking about abandoned carts, but is it just the big ones? Or are there like more subtle interactions that could trigger this too?
I think it could be both. Because, you know, I think about like, let's say someone who signs up for a newsletter.
Okay.
That's a good indication that they're interested in your brand.
They're raising their hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, or let's say they download something like a PDF, a coupon code, something like that. That's another good sign.
Yeah.
Or even just if they're consistently returning to a specific product page.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like they keep looking at the same pair of shoes.
Right.
Over and over again.
Like maybe they need a little nudge.
A little nudge.
A little reminder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really about understanding those, you know, touch points.
Right.
Where someone might need a little something to get them over the hump.
Okay. So we're using those online behaviors as like clues almost
yeah.
to figure out, okay, this person's interested, but how can we really seal the deal?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
And the best part is it's all trackable.
Okay.
You can see, okay, we sent this mailer out and this many people clicked on it or this many people, you know. So you can really see what's working and what's not.
I was going to say, this all comes back to data, doesn't it?
It really does.
It always does. But I imagine that some people listening right now might be thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but isn't direct mail expensive?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because it can be.
It can be.
Especially if you're just like mass mailing everybody.
Right.
But remember how we talked about how targeted this approach is?
Right.
We're not trying to reach everyone.
Exactly.
Just that 5 to 6% who are most likely to convert.
Yeah. So you're actually saving money
yeah.
because you're not wasting resources
oh, right.
on people who are never going to buy anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, and Pell Hughes actually mentions this in the document. It can be as cheap as like $1 a mailer.
Really?
Which, yeah.
That's less than a lot of online ads.
Exactly.
That's wild.
It is.
Okay, so you're telling me that I can send a personalized postcard for less than it costs to get someone to click on my Facebook ad?
Pretty much, yeah.
That is crazy.
It is crazy when you think about it that way, but it's true.
Wow.
So.
Okay, so we're getting more bang for our buck, essentially.
And you're standing out from the competition.
And we're standing out.
Because nobody's doing this.
That's true. No one's doing this.
Right. So true.
Yeah.
So it really makes you rethink those old school marketing methods, doesn't it?
It really does.
Because it's not about choosing digital or physical anymore.
Yeah.
It's about how do we combine the two.
Right.
To create something even better.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of marketing today is you have so many different options.
We really do.
You know? So be creative. Think outside the box. Don't be afraid to try new things.
I love that.
And yeah, you know, just see what works.
That's such a good point. And if anyone's listening and they're like, okay, I need to know more about this because how could you not?
Right.
Pell Hughes actually put a handy dandy QR code right on their document. So if you scan it with your phone, you can unlock even more information about direct mail retargeting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
But I want to leave everyone with this thought before we wrap up here.
Okay.
In a world that is obsessed with speed, right?
Yeah.
And instant gratification.
Right.
What if a little bit of intentional friction is actually the key to creating these really meaningful connections with customers?
That's a really good point.
That's something to think about, right?
Definitely something to think about.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But this is a topic I think we'll be revisiting again soon because I have a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, agreed. There's a lot to unpack here.
There really is.
It's a very interesting topic.
And it really is. Thanks for diving in with me on this.
Oh, thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Of course, until next time. Happy marketing, everyone.
Yeah.